What's going on, you beautiful human? You're listening to the Spiritual Show podcast from thespiritualroom.co. This podcast is a space where we blend ancient wisdom with new age teachings around spirituality, awakening, quantum physics, astrology, and more. Join us for weekly episodes where we dive deep into this truth and expand our consciousness as a collective. Hey, what's going on, you beautiful light being? It's Danielle Grant, and I'll be your guide on today's spiritual show. Today on our show, I'm going to be providing you with an update on the energies of the collective. And every few months, I do one of these updates to help you understand what your human is experiencing and also what is Source experiencing, what is Gaia experiencing. And today, I'm really excited to share that we have made a great transition in our universe, and I want to help you get the most out of the new vibrations that are available. I had done an episode on the energies of the collective when I started the podcast. So if you want, you can go back and listen to that one, because that one was rooted in the understanding of the collective energies that were coming up to be transmuted. And if you listen to that one and then listen to today's, you're probably going to get a greater understanding of where the energies of the collective are at. And also, don't forget to take a screenshot when you're listening to the show and take us over on Instagram at thespiritualroom.co so that we can feature you on our page. And also, if you have not already checked out, we have a blog at thespiritualroom.co, www.thespiritualroom.co. And we've been starting to share more and more information on there. And the most recent one was a blog post, a three-part series blog post on manifestation and the energy wisdom behind that process. So it's not actually teaching you a manifestation process per se. It's more helping you actually understand the energetic aspect of a manifestation. So definitely go ahead and check that out. But without further ado, let's roll right into today's show. This podcast is brought to you by The Spiritual Room. The Spiritual Room is a high vibe container helping you awaken, deepen, and expand your knowledge of the spiritual self. The Spiritual Room is your space to feel supported as you awaken to your highest self as we navigate the energies towards the new earth, an earth of higher consciousness. Every month, The Spiritual Room hosts free and paid offerings to support your spiritual awakening and ascension journey. Head to www.thespiritualroom.co to check out what they have going on this month. I personally think that one of the greatest experiences that we can offer ourselves in this human experience that we're in is understanding the energy aspect of what everything is. And something that I have come to learn in over 20 years of studying spirituality is that everything is energy, as I'm sure you're understanding that as well. But really coming to the awareness and the wisdom of how that actually looks in our physical reality is something that allows you to awaken to this truth in such a powerful way. Because it is the truth of what is. Energy is what is. And these energy updates on the energies of the collective are really helping you interpret that energy that you're experiencing in real time as your physical being and how you can further interpret that for yourself by understanding what the energies are providing and the place that we're in terms of like an energetic or a frequency place in the universe, in the spiritual journey. And so right now we're experiencing a massive shift again in the energies of the collective. And like I said, a couple months ago, I released an episode talking about the energies of the collective. And I was sharing about how it was really rooted in the dark night of the soul. It was rooted in the collective dark shadow. And it was coming up in everyone to be cleared. And ultimately what that means is that our lower vibration ourselves, our 3D versions of ourselves that have been living on Earth for eons, is finally coming up to a place where we can start to see it or experience it, which allows us to transmute it. So a couple months ago, I was talking about how this is what was going on. We have now shifted rapidly into actually a new state of where the energies of the collective are. And this is a really important place because for anyone who has been studying spirituality for any amount of time, you know that the journey that we're on is the ascension. You know the journey that we're on is the rise in consciousness, is us owning our truth and understanding our truth, being a spiritual being, having a human experience. And that is ultimately what this journey is about. But in order for us to get there, we have to awaken, one, to this information, and two, we have to transmute and transcend below those lower vibrational energies. And so the place that we're in right now is actually a place of success, a place of reward. And that is that we have been able to shift our whole entire energy field over the last, and this isn't just over the last few months, this has been happening for a very long time. But we're at the tipping point right now of where there's enough people that have become awake, or there's enough people that are becoming curious, or there's enough people that really don't know what they're looking for, but they're curious and seeking something, that enough of us have been able to hold a higher vibrational state, which has actually ascended our earth into a higher frequency within the greater galaxy. Now, I'm going to break this down a little bit because this could be new for some people, or it could be just an expansion of what people already know to be true. Our little earth that we are in here and our little galaxy is one little part of a greater galaxy. And there is a central sun that we, all of our galaxies, are rotating around. And we obviously can't see it because we can only see our one sun, which is a electromagnetic sun. But this greater sun, what happens is when our little planet Earth starts to vibrate at a higher frequency, everything around us starts to vibrate at a higher frequency in our little galaxy, in our little universe that we're in. And when that happens, we basically allow that whole entire system to upgrade into a higher frequency that is controlled by the central sun, that is controlled by the greater sun that holds the highest frequency in which we can ever attain. And this is something that's really important to understand, because the work that we've been doing on planet Earth, unconsciously or consciously, actually facilitated this shift. And what happened was, we used to be living in a place where we had a lot of photonic light, which means that we could understand frequency only on kind of like a smaller scale. And that is where Earth has been living for a very long time. But as these energies of the world have been awakening, and as we've been transmuting our collective shadow, and this has been happening over the last 2 years, really quite rapidly, we've been able to ascend and welcome in what we call plasmic light. Plasmic light is the thing that allows us the vibration and frequency that allows our spiritual being that's inside of us to turn on quicker, to turn on quicker. And so the energies of the collective right now are actually turning on. And you might be like, but Danielle, I am turned on already, and I'm listening to this podcast and you're turned on. And it's like, yes, we are all turned on, but we are all turning on to a greater aspect of ourselves as well, myself included. And this is happening because we have shifted within our universe and within our galaxy into a plasmic light. And when the plasmic light hits planet Earth, it can be really intense. And that can be felt as if like your life is going sideways, or you're stuck in a place that you don't want to be in, or you're afraid to use your truth. That is actually happening because those energies, that plasmic light energy, is pushing and forcing that 3D reality, that 3D grid, out of us. And it's allowing us to become aware to that higher awareness, the awareness of that higher consciousness. And so essentially, we've actually replaced our electromagnetic grid on planet Earth. And this is not a conversation you're going to see in many conversations unless you're in the spiritual community. But we have quite literally transmuted most recently in our energy free field. We have completely switched our electromagnetic field. And this is a big freaking deal. This is not a small deal. This is something that we have been reincarnated lifetime after lifetime to be here for this moment, and it's happening. So I want to share with you right now that we are in a shift of the energies from actually the 3D, and we're allowing more of these fourth dimensional and fifth dimensionals to become our predominant vibration, not only on planet Earth, but within our universe and within our galaxy. And collectively, we are bringing all of the universes and galaxies together to this higher state, this higher frequency, which is what we are here to experience and what Source has created for us. So this is a really exciting time, but this time can also be a very confusing time, especially for those of us that are awake, because what's happening is we're transitioning from the electromagnetic grid that separated us from our spiritual selves, right? Our inherent right to know that we are Source energy, we are Source consciousness, has always been underneath of this grid, but we are no longer separate from this aspect of us anymore. We have now overridden
that electromagnetic grid, like I just said, and we are now in favor of spiritual growth. Like, this is just happening right now. And if you go and you look into the spiritual community and the channelers, you will see that the message is very consistent, that this is what they're all echoing. And you might see it as the shift from the 4D to the 5D. It could be from the old earth to the new earth. This is what's happening, is that our electromagnetic grid has shifted. And what this allows us, though, is the newer technologies that we thought didn't exist before are now available to us, which is why we're in favor of the spiritual growth, and why you, this person listening to this, might be seeking this deeper truth or this deeper understanding. It's because you are now able to feel like there's something else available for you, where before the grid suppressed it and detached us from that. But now you're like, wait a minute, there's something else out there. I'm seeking something deeper. I'm not sure what it is. That's happened because these higher vibrational technologies, which are downloads within our truth, are allowing you to explore that for yourself. And so, like I said, this is something that is also kind of confusing at the same time, because, well, we've never really experienced this ever before. And as you research in ancient texts, it's always coming, it's always been in preparation for this time in our universe, for this time in whatever we're in, whatever you want to call it, in our spiritual experience. Everything was leading up to this moment. And so honestly, a part of me is like, that's kind of crazy that like everything that the history books and everything talked about how we were all, you know, getting to this great awakening or getting to this place of like knowing our truth and standing in our power and being spiritual beings more than human beings, like how, like that's actually happening right now in our lifetime. You have to ground yourself that like that is what's happening. And it's super hard for your ego, your human self, to understand, because it doesn't understand it. But that's what's happening. And it's a really cool time to be a part of this. But also, the other thing that's happening is that you're being asked to settle into a higher alignment. You're being asked to align with the new electromagnetic grid that is available to us. And that is where it gets confusing. That is where you might find yourself in an experience of, I don't know where I'm going, or I need to let this part of my life go, or I feel like I'm suppressing my voice. I feel like I'm trapped. That's happening because your physical body and your energetic body are trying to absorb these new technologies, and your energy body is trying to download this information to you. And so it can kind of be intense, because you're trying to find this alignment of a higher frequency, but you're just like, I don't know what's going on, and I'm not sure what's happening. You need to settle into this alignment. And I say ground yourself and settle in. People will be like, I'm doing my meditations, doing my journaling, I'm doing all these things. And yes, those are all things that you do to ground yourself. But the greatest thing that you can do right now is to ask yourself, how can I align with this higher desire that I have? How can I align with the higher desire that I have? Because when you ask that question, you're awakening the truth within you. You're awakening the higher vibration within you, and you're asking it to deliver the information that is innate to you, to give you some sort of guidance and to allow you to settle into it. Because your journey and your alignment and the way you absorb these higher frequency energies are completely different than me and anyone else in your life, which is why you have to take the time to ask yourself, how do I align myself in these new energies? How do I align myself in my higher desires? And just listen, just allow a space to listen, because that's what you're being gifted right now. You're being gifted new energies with new information that are the information that you need to continue on your ascension journey, especially as we ascend into a place where we have never seen before. We as physical beings have never lived in a universe or a galaxy on planet Earth in this particular nature, within this dimension of these energies. So this is new to every single one of us. But what we need to remember is this isn't new to any of us. This is the truth of us. And this is what we came here to experience. And so while it may seem new to your physical reality and your human being, this is the truest experience that you're actually here to have. And it's already been predetermined, pre-divinely guided. You decided you want to be here. You told your soul family, your soul contracts. You decided before you were born that you wanted to be here for this moment. All I'm doing as a guide is awakening you and reminding you that you decided to do this, but also helping you see what you can't see, which is right now we have moved into a completely different energetic state that we have never seen, which means you need to find new grounding in it. And that could be sitting in meditation. That could be journaling, right? That could be asking the questions. That could be just allowing a space for things to kind of percolate and like listen to what I just said. Danielle just told me there's a completely different electromagnetic grid on our planet and we've never experienced it before. That is a really big thing for your human to take in. And so you might need to just give yourself some space to allow yourself to think through it. Just be in it and just be like, what does that even mean to me? What is the truth in that? What makes me uncomfortable in that? What part of me doubts that? What part of me is just completely confused by this? What part of me feels like it's right? What part of me feels comfortable in this? What part of me feels like that is true? These are all things that you can be doing to ask yourself about the alignment of this higher self. And one of the things that you'll find if you're really grounded in your spiritual truth, like if you're someone that you've been in the spiritual world for a long time and you're awake and you're on this place, what you're finding right now is that you are being asked to transcend up to a higher place where you are really just in neutrality, where everything is coming from love, nothing is slowing you down, you're able to perceive every single situation exactly how it is with no emotional contradiction to it, right? That's the teachings of Buddha, is allowing you to see everything as it is without triggering an emotion to it, attaching an emotion to it. And so if you're that person where you're already quite awake and you're like, well, what does this mean for me in these new energies? This is meaning that you are going to operate at that higher level now. And you should start to be seeing yourself operating in more of the love and neutrality and not in the emotional attachments. You should see yourself hearing more higher conscious things coming into you. You should be hearing your intuition very connected and very closely. This is what these energies are offering you. But if you aren't aware that this is what's happening, you're not going to miss the boat, but you're not going to allow yourself to realize the fullest potential. Because for a lot of us that I'm talking to in this arena, we have been operating in love and light and we've been doing all these things, but there's still a human aspect to us that's extremely afraid and doubtful and doesn't believe that it can have this, or doesn't believe it is this truth is what it is. And that aspect of you is being asked to be removed. That aspect of you is being asked to be redefined in your alignment with the higher energies. That is what you're being asked of you. And if you're someone who you're like, I don't quite resonate with that, I'm kind of new to the spiritual community, what you're being asked to do is be open to new information. You're being asked to be open to the new things that are coming into your reality, even if for the longest time you didn't know that they existed or you didn't want to believe them to be true. You are being asked right now to at least become curious and open to these higher vibrational energies that are available that offer you the answers to the deep questions that you are seeking. So it's interesting how those of us in the spiritual community that are here to share this information are really being asked to let go of everything that lives in that 3D vibrational reality, which is the confine of the human. And those of us that are awakening to this information, that are learning from us, are being asked to trust in this information, are being asked to look at that higher information, are being asked to put yourself in situations where this information can now start to make sense to you through your own journey, through your own perception. And that is what you're being asked of. And so this is a really cool time to be a part of this. And to be honest, as someone who's been in the spiritual community for a while, I wasn't sure how quick these energies were going to shift once the dark shadow, the collective shadow, started to actually surface itself and be able to be transmuted. But over the last 2 years, there's been so much introspection from so many humans that it's allowed it to come quick. And that also speaks to what the fourth and fifth dimension are, which are quicker frequencies, meaning that our realities move quicker. And that doesn't mean like we lose 24 hours in our day. It just means that things that used to take us thousands of years as humans to realize don't need to take that long anymore. And this right now that we're in, having the shift in our electromagnetic field, not only on planet Earth, but quite literally in the greater universe and the full source of what is just showing how quick we are moving. And it's not like you're going to miss it, but it's going to force you to look a lot more than you've ever looked before. It's going to force you to feel like you need to seek something because it's here, it's now, it's available, where before it wasn't. And so from my perspective, this is really cool because we have been trying so hard to get to this place. And especially those of us that are in the spiritual community, even those who have been, you know, for 20, 40 years, have been waiting for this moment and we never knew when it was going to come. And now we're in it. And everything changes from this moment forward. All the way that the world will be working, as hard as we can maybe see it right now because of our current climate, but everything is going to be shifting into higher frequency, one of more love and light. And it's just freaking cool. Like, I'm just so pumped about it. And I'm so excited. I totally see why the spiritual room is coming out when it is now, because this is happening. And it's really easy to settle into the excitement and the magic of this when you see from this perspective that 2 years ago, people were really distorted and disconnected in that photonic energy. And now, because people have turned inwards and the way that everyone has been awakening, we've been able to actually shift and eradicate that lower energy. Maybe not eradicate it, it's still very much there. I don't want to give you that perception it's gone, but we've been able to ground this higher energy, the plasma energy into the earth. And that is ultimately what we are here to experience. And it happened because we did it. The people did it. And we look at the experience we're in globally and we think like, oh my God, this is crazy. But without that experience, we would never have been able to actually have this shift. And that's something that you want to ground yourself in as well, is the experience we've been in for the last 2 years has not had anything to do with the actual physical reality and the politics and the COVID and all of that. It was actually the thing that allowed us to make the shift vibrationally. And this was something that Source God had already decided upon far before we even came into this lifetime, and said there's going to be some sort of crazy experience that is going to disrupt the energy enough that will allow enough people to awaken to the capacity that we need, in which then this universe, this galaxy, can then hold a different state of energy. And that is what we're in, and that's what we've been experiencing. But now I want to help you see that, like, it's happened real time. You've now seen the switch happen. We're in it now, and you're going to start to see a different kind of reality moving forward. Is it going to happen overnight? No. Is it going to take some time to get there? Yeah, for sure. But you're going to see things happen a lot quicker than you've ever seen them over this next little bit, because we have grounded a higher vibrational energy. We are in the new earth energies. And so if you're frustrated with anything that's going on, just settle into the fact that this needed to happen, and settle into the fact that it actually did its job. And for the first time in our whole entire human existence on this planet Earth, we have been able to ground the conscious energy to the state that we needed to awaken the truth within us. Thanks for listening to The Spiritual Show with me today. I hope you enjoyed our conversation on the energies of the collective and where we are right now. It was a really important episode that I shared today, and I know that you found some sort of truth or comfort or support in the conversation today. And I'm really looking forward to just seeing how the world moves into this new energetic space that is available for us. And don't forget to take a screenshot and tag us on Instagram so that we can see when you're watching to this at thespiritualroom.co. And don't forget to head to thespiritualroom.co to sign up for the weekly spiritual communication email, as well as check out the links and resources we have in today's show notes. That's all for this episode, beautiful human. See you in the next one. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from us, you can follow us on Instagram at thespiritualroom.co and on the blog at thespiritualroom.co/blog. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.